Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
Fucking yuck.
Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't.
It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush.
Motherfucker.
Bro, you good?
Ugh. I don't like it. At all.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. My comedy special is out today. On my YouTube channel, go to youtube.com/Jim Florentine Comedy. It's there for free. Watch it, spread it around, share it, send it to your fucking friends, whatever you got to do. So it's there. And then by the time this podcast is released, this is Monday morning, there should be another Gary from Florida episode on my YouTube channel, an old one that I dug up. It was aired probably about 5, 6, maybe 8 years ago, whatever, but I know a lot of people have been looking for those old episodes, and I'm slowly digging them out, so there will be a Gary from Florida episode on the YouTube channel, too, so go there, check it out, and definitely, without a doubt, no question, do not smash the like button. Don't. I don't care if you fucking push it. You could touch it, whatever the fuck you got to do. I don't know how that shit works, but no need to smash it. You really don't. All right, Florentine@BarstoolSports.com is the email to send anything that you see out there that might be good for the podcast. Please send it my way. It makes my job easier, so I don't have to go search this shit out. But yes, send them my way. There's a lot of Christmas dumb jokes going around. Nate sent this one in, and I got about 5 other people sent the same one in. He's like, Jim, I've seen this from different people like 3 times already on Facebook. It's retarded as fuck and makes me want to kill myself every time I see it. If it weren't for living far away from family and needing Facebook to post pictures of my kids, I would delete this shit right now. Very well said. So this joke has been going around Facebook. You know, here it is. I don't mean to be a Grinch. However, to those who are placing Christmas lights and decorations in your yards, would you please avoid anything that has red or blue flashing lights together? Every time I come around the corner, I think it's the police. I have to brake hard, toss my margarita out the window, fasten my seatbelt, throw my phone on the floor, turn my radio down, and push the gun under the seat, all while trying to drive. It's just too much drama, even for Christmas. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. And then in parentheses, please keep this going and steal this post like I did. I hope you got a good laugh. Smiley face, smiley face. Sometimes you just need to laugh. Another smiley face. It's good for the soul. Happy holidays. Oof. First of all, it's just too much drama, even for Christmas. What does that mean? That, yeah, it's Christmas. Oh, just wait. There's enough drama around Christmas that this is just too much? Okay. If you think it's a cop, you say every time I come around the corner, I have to brake hard. Okay, so what? Why do you have to brake hard? Because you see a cop. Why? You could slow down. Maybe I'll go, shit, man, I'm doing fucking 45 and a 35. Let me slow down. You don't have to brake hard. I toss my margarita out the window. So you're drinking a margarita. So you have it in the margarita glass? Is that what you're doing? You brought the margarita, because that's how you usually drink margaritas. You don't really drink them out of a fucking, you know, a coffee cup or a fucking, you know, a to-go cup, right? You don't put it in one of those thermoses, right? So she breaks hard and has to throw the margarita out the window. Then she has to fasten her seatbelt. Then she has to throw the phone on the floor. Why do you have to throw the phone on the floor? You're allowed to have the phone wherever the fuck you want, as long as you're not texting as you're driving. And if you don't have it up to your ear, some of the states you could even talk, you know, as you're driving on the phone. So why would you have to throw the phone on the floor if you thought it was a cop? And why would you have to turn the radio down if you think it is a cop? For what reason would you have to turn the radio down? There's no reason to go, oh shit, oh, there's a cop up ahead. Let me turn this down. And then you have to push the gun under the seat. Some states you're allowed to keep it on the seat, right? Isn't that? I don't know what state this woman's from. All while trying to drive. It's too much drama. Please keep this going and steal this post like I did. No, don't. Let it die the slow death it deserves. I hope you got a good laugh. I didn't. Sometimes you just need to laugh. Yeah, but not at this. It's good for the soul, is it? Is it good for the soul? Really funny. That was a really good one. You know, it's a holiday, so you got to, you know, cheer everybody up. Everybody needs a good laugh. You don't want too much drama around Christmas. James sent this in. He goes, Jim, emergency, get this out there. Some dumb guy in Cincinnati with his Dodge Charger wrapped in blue Christmas paper with Santa all over it. Make sure you mention this so no other idiots do this. When I saw it, it pissed me off, and my soul got black again for about 10 minutes. That's great. James in Cincinnati, listening to podcasts since episode one, Randy Rhodes fan. Fucking Randy rules. I think we talked before, this guy in Ohio, about Randy Rhodes. It was just his 65th birthday, which is crazy. Would have been. But yeah, he takes a picture of the guy in a Dodge Challenger, and he's got wrapping paper wrapped around his whole car, cut out at the, you know, the taillights and the license plate in the back window. You know, but his whole car, I'm going to look at the fucking weather in Cincinnati and hope it fucking pours. Because as soon as it rains, that fucking wrapping paper is done. It's just fucking, it's over with. I hope there's fucking rain in the forecast for like the next 9 days. So it just ruins his joke. Imagine how much attention this guy needs to drive around in his Dodge Challenger, completely wrapped in Santa wrapping paper. You think this guy wants to be noticed? You think he wants to be go, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me on the road. Look. Nobody really pays attention to me, so please look at me. rain. I want floods in Cincinnati. So this motherfucker can't drive around with something like that. Doug sent this in. This woman posted this on one of those neighborhood watch pages, next door or whatever. She posted, does anyone have some birthday decorations I could borrow for my 50th birthday party next week? That's what she posted. This woman's 49 years old, and it's great. Doug goes, this got posted this afternoon. No responses. Who wants to ask for decorations to their own 50th birthday party? He goes, nobody. That's who. Oh, wait, yes. A malignant, narcissistic skank who wants everyone to say happy birthday to you and in the neighborhood to buy you decorations or a gift you would ask. Attention whores like this are the worst. I believe next would be her announcing if anyone wants to join the fun can bring your own booze too. Can you imagine how embarrassing this is? This woman wants everybody to know that she's turning 50. And does anyone have some birthday decorations I could borrow? You can go to the fucking dollar store and get every decoration you need. Any place. Go to the fucking party store or whatever. You won't spend more than $20 in birthday decorations. And this woman's just putting it out there. A 49-year-old woman that's turning 50 to let everybody in the know in the neighborhood, hey, I'm turning 50, because nobody really cares, because I've alienated everybody in my life pretty much. People are on to me. It took them, you know, up to 50 years, but now they're on to me, and I got barely any friends. People don't want to be around me. Well, whose fault is that? Whose? Yeah, so yeah. Oh, I have candles. You want candles? I think I got fucking party hats. I could drop them off. Oof. That's a cry for help is what that is. It's a fucking cry for help. Cuts.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Alan sent this in, and I'll read it first, and then I'll read his comment, which is pretty funny. This woman posted, I'm at a place in my life where I promise you I will not deal with anything I don't have to. I'm leaving, unfriending, unfollowing, blocking, and doing anything I got to do not to deal with people and situations where I'm not respected or valued. My peace is my priority. And he writes, Jim, shared by my ex-sister-in-law, who is a dramatic mess and an ass. I'm guessing her peace was her priority when she fucked a married man twice her age while she was also married. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Everybody knows about you. Everybody. That's what you're doing? You're blocking everybody? I know, your peace is... How many people are coming after you? What did you do in your life that this many people you're unfriending, blocking, this and that? What are you doing to people? Most people don't go at people on social media, especially she's just fucking, you know, she's not a celebrity or anything like that. So why would all these people be attacking you? What are you doing to other people? Like Alan says, she's dramatic and she's a fucking mess. Dumb Facebook games is this week's podcast. People making up games, wasting people's time. Everybody thinks they're fun. It's just embarrassing. Let's play along. Let's play along to this game. This is going to be fun. Make sure you put it on your page, too, so we get more people to play along. So this woman started this game. Slept in my Grateful Dead t-shirt. Woke up in scarlet bejohnies. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Keep it going. And then, okay, so the next person. Slept in my Duran Duran t-shirt. Woke up hungry like a wolf. Keep it going. Why? I don't want to keep it going. I want it stopped right now. Do you have to keep writing, keep it going? So everybody playing has to come up with done? Because then the next douchebag goes, slept in my Rolling Stones t-shirt and woke up with no satisfaction. Keep it going. So if you don't write, keep it going, does the game stop? If someone wants to play this fucking dumb game, are they going to go, this guy didn't, the first three people said keep it going, but the last guy didn't say keep it going, so I don't know if I should still play. Should I post mine? Because I don't know if we're supposed to stop here. Ugh. Here's some more real clever ones. Fell asleep in an Alanis Morissette shirt and ironically woke up and thought, well, isn't this nice? And a man posted that. A man. Fell asleep in my Pink Floyd t-shirt and woke up on the dark side of the moon. Did you? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Yeah, it's a coincidence because last night I slept in a Motorhead t-shirt and I woke up and nothing fucking happened. You know why? Because I don't play any dumb fucking Facebook games and I wake up going, oh man, nothing happened. I slept in a concert t-shirt. But keep it going at the end of the post. Keep what going? Wasting everybody's fucking time? How about you stop this shit immediately? How about that? You really, really don't have to write keep it going. Okay, these assholes on Facebook love playing these games where they could show off how fucking funny they are so they're going to post their dumb responses without being asked. Oh, here's another one. Slept in my Prince t-shirt, woke up in nothing but a raspberry beret. Ugh. Would you want to hang out with someone that posted that? Slept in a Prince in my Prince t-shirt and woke up nothing but a raspberry beret. Would you really want to spend time with this person? Okay, so if you slept in your Prince t-shirt, you woke up in nothing but a raspberry beret, what the fuck happened to the t-shirt then? Where did it go? I never woke up with clothes missing. So somebody snuck in your bedroom while you were asleep, stole that t-shirt, then put a beret on your head? Why would somebody do that? Is that what happened? Because that's what you're saying happened. Here's another one. I slept in my Queen t-shirt and I woke up under pressure. You get it? You get it? Because Queen has a song called Under Pressure. Do you understand the joke here? I hope that's... Yeah, you were under pressure. I hope that's because the fucking bedroom ceiling collapsed on you. That's why. That's what I hope. I hope you had fucking pressure in your fucking chest and you don't know what it was. And you're thinking you're having a heart attack. For posting a fucking joke like that. But I slept in my Duran Duran t-shirt. I woke up hungry like the wolf. Which is more embarrassing, playing this game or admitting you have a Duran Duran t-shirt? The only acceptable comment to this dumb game, and it's not even a ban, you just write something fucking awful to just to annoy people and offend them. And all of a sudden, hey, this started out fun. Yeah, how come nobody wrote, how about I slept in my own jizz and woke up stuck to my mattress? That's believable. That's happened to plenty of men. What's going on? I would love to just put that in the fucking comment section. What happened? This is supposed to be fun. It's nothing fun about this. Zero. Having nonstop diarrhea is more fun, where you're afraid to even leave the house. You're afraid to walk to the mailbox. That's more fun than this fucking game. Oof. Mike sent this one in. Some guy wanted to start this game. You're stuck in an elevator with the main character of the last TV show or film you watched. Who is it? Who gives a fuck? Who would give a fuck that if you're stuck in the elevator with the main character of the last TV show or film you watch, who is it? Why would anyone give a fuck? So let's just say you wanted to rewatch The Sopranos. Is that what's going to be? Is that it? So you're stuck in there with James Gandolfini? Is that what? So that's the joke? That's. So whatever I watch last is basically what I have to put in there. Like some asshole responded, I just watched the Dean Martin celebrity roast of Jimmy Stewart, so I'm going to have a good time. Why? Why would you have a good time? Okay, I know Dean Martin, was a big drinker. He was known to have cocktails. He was always drunk in interviews, right? Seemed like a guy you want to hang with, have drinks. I'm sure he has some great stories about Frank Sinatra and all that shit. Okay, but if you're in an elevator with Dean Martin and it gets stuck, you think he's going to be any fun? Okay, the guy's a celebrity. He just wants to get the fuck out of there. He's been handed everything to him since he's been a celebrity. He gets his way, whatever the fuck he wants. Now he's stuck in an elevator. He can't do anything about it. His security guard or whoever the fuck, his bodyguard, they can't get him out. He's stuck. You think he's going to be any fun? You think he's got drinks? You think there's a little fucking bar in the corner of the elevator and he's going to start mixing drinks? We're stuck. Who knows how long? So let's have some cocktails. Because then that would be like, all right, I fucking was drinking with Dean Martin. He was telling some crazy stories from back in the day. It was pretty cool. Fucking, I forgot that I was stuck in an elevator. Okay, so tell me how he would be fun. That guy'd be, he was a fucking alcoholic. He'd be cranky because he'd want fucking booze. And he can't control the situation he's in. He would be zero fun. But yeah, that's going to be hilarious. Yeah, I'm going to have a good time. I'd rather be stuck in an elevator than play this fucking game. I would. All right, I don't know when the fuck I'm getting out. I'll sit in here and fucking wait. You know who I'd like to be stuck in an elevator with? Anyone who thinks Facebook games are fucking retarded. Let's all squeeze in there and we'll talk about that to fucking bide the time until we get out. Would it really matter what character in an elevator would be with you? Being stuck in an elevator would suck. No matter who's in there. Being stuck in like a 6-foot by 7-foot box would be terrible. Even if Gandolfini was in there and you could fucking ask him questions about Sopranos, it'd be terrible. He'd be annoyed. You'd be annoyed. You'd run out of shit to say in like 3 minutes. Hey, Tony, Tony Soprano, man, how did you play that role? Yeah, it was just, whatever. It was great writing. I just fucking did what I had to do. It was amazing, though. Yeah, thanks. They're never going to bring that back, huh? No. You know why? Because I'm fucking dead. Of course, they're not going to bring it back. I would love to. Why don't you try Showtime? Maybe Showtime would pick it up. No? What about Netflix? I'm sure Netflix would do it. You know how mad he would be? Yeah, I don't know. You know, look, I don't have any control of that. Let's just focus on trying to get the fuck out of this elevator, and that would be it. You think that'd be fun? And then you got this big fucking hulking man in that elevator. You know he murdered people on film and on TV. And you're annoying him, and he could just turn around and fucking strangle you to death because you're annoying the shit out of him. It ain't going to be fun. Do you really want to be in an elevator with your favorite character stuck in there? What if it's like 24 hours? You're probably going to have to take a shit in front of that character. All right, your favorite TV show, you're going to have to shit or piss in front of. Sound like fun? Listen, if you're in an elevator with an imaginary character, couldn't you just imagine that the elevator is working again? No? Just asking. You probably could. You got a good imagination, so imagine you're not in there.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Don sent us in. He goes, Jim, this challenge encourages women to proudly post a photo and their age. It sounds like it was started by a dude looking for pussy. This woman took the challenge and a step further and wrote a nauseating summary. The replies are the usual, beautiful inside and out, gorgeous, you haven't aged a bit, like fine wine, you get better with age, more attention-seeking bullshit. So here's a new Facebook challenge for you women out there. I don't know if you saw it. A woman took a picture of herself, and she goes, okay, I'll play along. Play along to what? Did somebody ask you to play along? Hey, will you play along? Okay, nobody asked you. You just fucking felt insecure. You took a picture of yourself and you go, wow, I look pretty good. Now I'm going to brag that I look good for my age. That's all you did. Nobody asked you to play along. Nobody asked you anything. She goes, I was young once. To all my female friends from 40 years and up, most of us are going through the next phases of our lives. We're at the age where we see wrinkles, gray hair, and extra pounds. Menopause may have appeared or is just around the corner. We see the cute 30-year-olds and reminisce, but we were also 30, just as they will one day be our age. What they bring to the table with their youth and zest, we bring with our wisdom and experience. We have raised families, run households, paid bills, dealt with diseases, death, sadness, and everything else life has assigned us. We are survivors. We are warriors in this quiet. We are women, aged to perfection like a classic car or a fine wine. Even though our bodies may not be what they once were, they carry our souls, our courage, and our strength. We shall all enter this chapter of our lives with humility, grace, and pride over everything we have been through. And we should never feel bad about getting older. It's a privilege that is denied by so many. Ladies, I challenge you to copy and paste proudly with your picture and age. And then she puts age 51, and she took a picture of herself. How brave. How brave are you? You are the bravest person I've ever heard of. That you're 51 and you took a picture of yourself and you posted it on Facebook. All your friends already know how old you are. All the people you went to high school and college with, okay, that your friends went on Facebook and you keep in touch with, they all know how old you are too because they're around the same age. A year older, a year less, whatever it is. So everybody fucking knows how old you are. Okay, so who are you trying to fucking impress? You got a good picture of yourself. You look good. You fucking, you know. So, hey, I want to let you know that we've been through a lot. Now, a woman in her 30s hasn't been through any of this shit. It's only the women in their 40s, and this one's 51. Because according to her, if you're in your 40s and now she's 51, you know, these 30-year-olds that you see that are good-looking and stuff, they don't have any wisdom experience. They haven't raised families. You know, 30, they could have a kid that's about 5, okay? But she wants to let you know those younger women that look good haven't raised families. They don't run households. They could easily be married, and they run a household, and they got a couple kids, or at least one. But the big one here is she's saying that these cute 30-year-olds that you see, don't be jealous and envious of them. You know, they don't understand. You know, we're in our 40s and I'm 51, but we also, you know, not only run households and raise families, but us women in our 40s, have paid bills. So women in their 40s, now the 30-year-olds, they don't pay bills. They haven't paid bills. They don't know what the fuck a bill is. They've never seen one. I guess they're still living at home and their parents go, don't worry about it. I got everything covered. They pay for their car insurance, their phone bill, all of that stuff. They don't even chip in at all. So they've never even seen a bill. I guess even their student loans. I guess none of them have student loans that they have to pay either. So because that's a bill. But she wants to that these women in their 40s have paid bills, not these cute ones in their 30s. But they fucking, can you believe what these women have been through? I mean, look, it sucks. You know, you get the gray hair, you start putting more weight on, you know, you start getting wrinkles as you get older. But also in that, your body isn't the same as it used to be. You paid bills. So not only you raise family, you run households, you paid bills, you dealt with diseases. Now, no woman in their 30s has ever dealt with diseases. Maybe their grandmother has Alzheimer's, you know, the father had some heart disease, diabetes, whatever. They didn't deal with it. Nothing happens to any family. Nothing happens to anyone in their 30s. Nothing happens disease-wise that affects them. Nobody in their life. It's not till you hit your 40s. And they haven't dealt with any deaths. So no grandmothers, grandfathers, moms, dads, aunts, uncles, nobody in their 30s, these cute 30-year-olds, they haven't dealt with anybody dying in their life. Nope, no diseases, no death, no sadness either. They have no sadness, those 30-year-olds. Because I don't know, I know hitting 30 is a pretty fucking tough age for a woman. You know, it's not easy. 27 is a tough one too. You're like, fuck, I'm 27. Then you hit 30. You're like, fuck, I'm in my 30s. It's so weird. I'm old. That's how a lot of women think. But they don't have any sadness in their life. Thank God, everything's gone amazingly well. No, they don't have to pay any bills. They don't have to deal with diseases, death. No sadness whatsoever. But these women in their 40s, she wants to know, we are survivors. We are warriors in the quiet. You understand that these women, that this woman's saying that once you hit your 40s, that, you know, some wrinkles start to show. You get a gray hair here and there. A few extra pounds. Menopause might be, you know, is coming around the corner. But you not only raised families, you ran households. You're still raising them. You paid bills. You did all that stuff. You're survivors. You're warriors. What a fucking warrior to write a check out for the fucking electric bill. God damn, you're a warrior. Wait, and you paid your fucking, your car payment and your car insurance? You did that too? And don't you have it all set up where they just take it right out of your bank account? You do all your bills online? Once in a while, you have to write a check out and mail it out. Like every once in a while, you got to do that? What a fucking warrior. Holy shit. Jesus Christ, I didn't even thought of it that way. She really put things in perspective here. These are women aged to perfection, like a classic car or fine wine. Even though our bodies may not be what they once were, they could be if you keep it in shape. They could be. There's a lot of women that are in great shape in their 40s, even 51. You should never feel bad about getting older. It's a privilege. Is that a privilege? I think people, you would say most people would rather stay young than get old. So we never feel bad about getting older. So you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you're all fucking disheveled and you see the wrinkles and there's some gray hair. You're like, fuck, man, this sucks. Fucking getting old. You're not allowed to feel that way. Nope. Okay, because I'm a warrior. I pay bills, so I know, man. I know about life. I paid some fucking bills. Look, we really don't need a whole paragraph about getting older. Everybody gets older. It's not a unique thing. Everybody knows how it works. You can't do some of the things you used to be able to do, but you're old enough not to give a fuck anymore. We get it. We understand. You don't have to be proud about getting older. It's like being proud that you're 5'10" or do you have brown hair. It's just something that happens. You don't have a choice. To all my female friends from 40 years and up, is 40 really that old? I bet some 80-year-old woman right now is looking at this post thinking, these cunts have no idea what's in store for them. You're crying at 40 about gray hair and a few extra pounds. Wait till you're 80 and you're shitting in a fucking bag. But she's 51, this woman. It's, you know, look, it's still pretty easy to be okay with getting older when you're 51. I'd like to check on her in 40 years, you know, when she needs a walker to get around. You know, like I said, she's pissing and shitting her pants 5 times a day. Let's see how strong and courageous you are then. We bring wisdom and experience, do you? I know a lot of old people are pretty fucking dumb. Just because you made it to 70 doesn't mean you got smarter. You know, there are turtles that are 150 years old. I'm not going to ask them for life advice. What a warrior you are. You fucking, goddamn, I can't believe you paid bills. That's just insane. John sent this in. He just wrote, Jim, there's no hope. And that's beautiful. That's all he needs to say. Some guy posted this on Facebook. Name a fruit that starts with the first letter of your name. And he put a little picture of an apple, grapes, watermelon, a lemon, and a banana. And he put like 3 smiley faces under it. Name a fruit that starts with the first letter of your name. Why? For this isn't creative. This, you know what I mean? At least the thing when I slept in my Duran shirt, I woke up hungry like the wolf. Okay, that's like, okay, I got to think of one, you know, this. So one guy responds. I see one response. The guy's name is Mark, and he wrote mango. Now what? Now what do you do the rest of the day of your life, the rest of your fucking day? You wrote mango because your name is Mark. I see that there's, I don't know where this came from, but it is 444,000 comments. And it was shared 7,000 times. 57,000 likes. There's no fucking way. Somebody had to rig this. There's no way that many people participated in this. Look, if you're over 8 years old and you play this game, you should throw your fucking phone in the ocean. Throw the laptop in too. 664,000 comments to this. That's not even 444, 664. So over 500,000 people stopped what they were doing in their busy day to type out the name of a fruit. This fucking country is doomed. But Mark, the only one I could see, Mark wrote mango. I bet you that really made his day thinking up mango and posted it. What a fucking funny guy he is, isn't he? Like I said, on the post, they included little like cartoon pictures of an apple, grapes, watermelon, lemon, and banana. You know, just in case you didn't understand what fruit meant. That was really helpful that they did that, because I was like, fruit, how the fuck, what's a fruit again? Oh, a tomato, no, tomato's a vegetable. Okay, well, I wish they would put some cartoon pictures of fruits and I can get a general idea what a fucking fruit is. You know, they weren't, I'm looking at the picture now, they weren't all like smiley faces under the fruit. He put three of those yellow faces, but they have halos above them. What is that supposed to mean? Are they saying you'll go to heaven if you write the name of a fruit? I'd rather burn in hell for eternity. Why are you down here? Yeah, I didn't play this dumb game. You know, I had to come up with a fucking fruit that begins with J because my name is Jim. I didn't want to fucking play it. And now I'm in hell. Just know that it's a fun game because this is what was going on all day. That, like, if a guy's name was Bill, he was going to write banana. Because I was like, oh, you know, because you're going to read the comments. You want to see what everybody else wrote. So, oh, yeah, Bill, yeah, I get banana. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, banana's a fruit. Okay, that's a good one. Oh, and now a guy named Kevin wrote kiwi? Wow, this is a good game. Kevin, kiwi, yeah, that's a fruit. Okay. What's next? How about death? How about fucking death?